So the states is going, they're not going to change it, right?
I heard talk about it. Trump said he was going to do away with the changing of the clocks, except in Arizona, because they don't do it there, but that's the only state on the mainland, the lower 48, that doesn't change their clocks, and Hawaii. All the rest do, including our neighbor here, Washington State. So see what happens. That's a little ways away yet, but that's the scoop on things.
Huh. I'll just have to wait and see. Doesn't matter to me much anymore since I'm retired now. But when I was working, I didn't like it because when you're getting up at, to be at jaw, I have to be on the floor at work at 6:30 working. So I had to get up at 5, and boy, the time change when you know when you got those kind of hours it can be a little bit difficult.
Ooh, difficult. Yep. Top of the hour. I'll tune into Global TV, see what's new in the zoo. What's new and exciting? All the news that's fit to print.
Yeah, I'll probably go do the same thing here. But I'll be monitoring, see if anything, I don't think there'll be any net. But I will be listening. So, chat with you later, V7ROX, V7 Charlie Oscar Juliet. I'll be clear and monitoring.
Monitor mode. Oh, there's nets tonight. The White Rock repeater has a net at 7:30, 146900. And, of course, the big tech net, tech slant discussion net on the Burnaby repeater at 8 o'clock. I will be tuned in there, listening and talking sometimes, so see what that uncovers.
Oh yeah, the Burnaby Tech Net. I'll probably be listening to that. That's very interesting. Usually a lot of the subjects are over my head with the technology, but I learn things sometimes. I'll probably be listening there too.
Yeah, can't hurt to listen. Sometimes you can learn things. Can be educational, so we shall see.
That's true. And the way Brian can explain things, I can understand when he, when some people can explain technology just the way they word it or whatever, and other people just you just can't get it.
Yeah, he does have a way with words. And explains things quite clearly, easier to understand, which of course is a good thing. So yeah, see what comes out of all that. It's a little ways away yet, but that's the story. And there will be chatter on 144.225. If you dial that frequency up on an FM receiver, you'll hear stations talking that sound like a buzzsaw. What sideband sounds like on an FM receiver, demodulating on FM, of course, is a little bit different. You use a discriminator and sideband, you demodulate the signals a little bit differently, but that is how she goes.
Yeah, I think I have listened to that before. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, and if you're listening to sideband on an AM radio, it sounds like Donald Duck.
What about the UHF sideband net?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do the sideband up on the 70 centimeter band, too. Usually on 442.200. No, make that 432.200, the lower end of the 70 centimeter band. The sideband call frequency is 432.100. How about spectral distribution? Hey, Rox, VE7NIJ here.
Victor Echo 7 Tango Golf.